Hey everybody, and welcome to the Mental Toughness and Body Show. My name is Rob Evans and I'm your transformation coach and health strategist. Now, it's a Sunday morning, I'm out having a walk today. A lot to cover today. The last few days I've been talking a lot about mindset. Now this is the Mental Toughness and Body Show. And so I want to talk about a couple of observations that I've had recently. Yesterday I talked about the power of one. The day before that, I was talking about what are you thinking? I think the day before that, I think I talked about, you know, we're alone, because the only way that we're going to move to that next level, it's got to start and really end with what's going on in our own heads. And I see that when I have the privilege of seeing other people being coached or having conversations with people about why they're not where they want to be, or hearing that they want to grow their business or grow their own success and that kind of stuff, and understanding in their words about, you know, what's stopping them, why are they not there, why do they do what they do instead of doing these other things instead. And it's very easy for us to talk ourselves out of why we should do what's hard and talk ourselves into why you keep on doing what it is that you're doing and hoping for a different result, why that's an easy conversation to have with yourself. So if you think about it, we are all salespeople, right? And some of us are way better salespeople than others, but you are a great salesperson to yourself. And that can work both ways. Like, see, if you think about all the inaction and inactivity that takes place every single day, why does that happen? Because those individuals have been tremendous salespeople in selling them the idea that doing nothing or keeping on doing what they're doing is the right thing to do. And they say, yeah, I agree. Let's do that. Now, if only you could harness that in a better way and turn it around to say, actually, if you could only become that better salesperson for you to get you to do the things that are tough. And it is nature's way that success, in however you define that for you, is never going to come in an easy way. You always have to work super hard, be super focused, do it over an extended period of time. And sometimes that's years, sometimes it's decades, in order for you to achieve what you then arrive at that destination, which is success on your terms. And I also talked about on episode 2092 of Rob Evans 365 yesterday about there's no final destination. And then I'm talking about success, because once you have this appetite for success, let's just use measurements for the time being, so you get what I'm saying. Let's just say that you set your success level as 1 meter, and then as you're approaching 1 meter, you're like, oh, I reckon I can do more than 1 meter. Then you achieve the meter, but now no longer is that your new goal. It's now 1.25. And then you keep going, you keep implementing, you keep doing those things, and now you're at 1.25. You say, okay, well, I want to stretch a bit more. Why don't I make it 1.75 this time? And you keep going and keep going. Why? Because success feels good. And when you learn everything that you need to about yourself to get there, you just want to keep pushing and pushing and pushing. Ask any successful person, whether it's money, whether it's titles, whatever, and you ask them what it is that they want, and they say more. They want more. And I think that's super cool, and I can really relate to it. But the person that doesn't strive for that success and doesn't keep pushing all the time is the person that's just like, nah, I'm happy where I am, and then come up with all those funny, all those good things. So all those conversations with themselves, everyone's out walking their dogs, all those conversations with themselves about why being where they are is enough for them. And now, I'm just not satisfied with that. Morning.
No.
I'm just not satisfied with that level of success, or whatever it is that you want to call it. I want more. And this is the irony, I don't know if irony is the right word, maybe the irony of life, is that in order for you to achieve that success and the amount of work that goes into it in achieving it, it's only once you get there that you really understand what true happiness is. And so many people say they just want to be happy, implying that, well, I don't want to do too much work. I just want to live this simple life and be happy that way. But the reality is, in order for you to achieve that happiness in your terms, it requires a lot of effort. And I think that's just one of the ironic, beautiful things in our DNA and the programming of our brains when we were born. Your true happiness is only going to come when you work yourself to the bone. And when we think about what's going on in our headspace, like, there's so much crap that we have to deal with in our lifetime. If you think about whatever age you are now and you wrote a list of all the super painful parts of your life, the toughness of things that have happened to you and how you've had to pull yourself out of those, or maybe you haven't and they're still resting very heavily in your life, you could just do that like that. You say, oh yeah, there was this and this and this. And once you start writing it down, you say, oh yeah, and then there was this. Oh yeah, that's right. And then this happened and then this happened. And yeah, it's really, really tough. Now, when I was talking a few days ago about, yesterday was the power of one, but over the past week, I was talking about being alone and being alone in your thoughts and where you guide those thinking principles. And this is really precious time, because those are the moments that can completely consume you in a negative way. And I wasn't sure I was going to talk about this, but maybe I'll just talk about it briefly. So today is a year since my daughter passed away. Now, if you've been listening to me for a while, you'll know more of that journey, because I spoke about it for 2 years and the different challenges that I had with the medical professionals and the blame and the accusations that were made against me, etc., etc. So I'm not going to explain how she passed and all that. If you know me, you know that story. If you don't, go back and have a listen to it. And so it's a year ago today. And so I think about, I've been processing with her sister. So I wait for that truck to go past. How we were going to celebrate today. Celebrate doesn't sound like the right word, but you know what I mean, remember. And talking to her mom and stuff. And so we're going to do something small, just privately, later. Just remembering Liv and having some laughs about Liv watching one of her favourite shows or movie or something, and eating some of her favourite food and going to some effort to... it's going to be at my place. So her and I really loved the attention to detail and like making a nice table setting and all that kind of stuff. So the weather's going to be nice, so I'll set it up outside and I'll have her urn out there, and yeah, just be in some nice time remember her. And I think about the 2 years prior to her passing and her illness and everything that went into that. I think about her then passing, right, and the pain, and you can imagine the various conversations that were had. Now, I've really had to navigate all that by myself, right? And that, like, you're talking about the toughest thing that you'll ever go through in your life. And even though you've got some people around you that care in the moment and that kind of stuff, but there's no one to hug and hold you and to really cry with, or share those moments, the pain, etc. And so I'd have conversations with her mom and with her sister about what's going on, how they're going. So I come from a very caring place. I'm always looking out for everybody else, and also knowing that how important your own mental health is for your own physical well-being as well. And so, I mean, you can go back and hear me talk about all the different things that I focused on, and in order to make sure that I still showed up as the healthiest, strongest, best version of me, so that I could be that for my daughter and her sister as well, and so that she didn't get forgotten in, you know, all the mess. And like, that's a hell of a journey to take. And like, even standing here today, like, I haven't really had that because I'm single, happily, but I haven't had that person where you can you know, share those, all those intimate details about the pain and the suffering and all that kind of stuff. And you can say, well, yeah, you can do that through counseling and all that kind of stuff. It's not, it's different. We're not, you know, it's different. I think I've navigated everything very, very well, but yeah, I'm sure you can imagine, yeah, the aspects I'm talking about here. And so through that journey, it reminds me of like going through my childhood. So I didn't really have any friends. And so you have so many conversations with yourself and you're trying to navigate so much yourself. And I was so envious of people that had, you know, really strong friendships, and they studied together and they socialized together and they just had a lot of fun and stuff. And then as they got older, you're having girlfriends, boyfriends, that kind of stuff. And it's like, I just missed out on a huge part of my adolescence from that. And I don't think I grew as a person until much later in life. And I realized that what all of these events that had happened in my life and the amount of time that I'd spent alone was actually a gift in itself, because I became more resilient in that process. And I refused to give up, and I refused to allow the bullying to completely consume me. I refused to accept the fact that I was going to be a loser, or I was never going to amount to anything, or I was always going to be unhappy, or I was whatever other negative crap that I used to say to myself about it. And I just said, I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to stop. I'm going to find a way through this. And it was through all of those conversations with myself and that enormous amount of thinking time that I started to become the person that I am today. And so you've got a choice. You can become mentally tougher, more resilient, or you can allow these things to consume you. I think where I started to shift things from just thinking about it was when I turned it into some action to say, well, how do I turn this around? How do I stop feeling so bad about myself? And I'm not talking about the last couple of years with my daughter, I'm talking about decades ago, was when I started to say, all right, you need to improve every day. You need to grow every single day. And that was one of the great things that I loved about the gym. Because you can think about stuff every day and say, yeah, well, if I do this little bit, or if I read this book, or if I do this or whatever, I'll be moving myself forward. I mean, I was studying at the time when I went to the gym, studying as a chartered accountant. And it's like, okay, well, once I get through this subject, I can then get through, you know, that next one. And over 3 years of studying and being focused, I'm going to finish my degree. And then that moves to that next step. And I was always thinking, what is that next step ahead? And just applying myself as the best that I could in the moments that I was at. And then that would lead to something greater down the track. And so what I loved about the gym was you could go and you could do a workout, you'd feel this buzz, and you can see that the numbers are going up in terms of I wanted to put on muscle, so the numbers on the scales were going up. I was getting stronger on all of my key lifts, and it was like, wow, this is direct, pretty much immediate feedback. I was getting it every single week. And that was super cool. And then when I started to relate that to my personal growth, that was obviously my physical growth, but I got a lot of personal growth in the years that came by. Once I realized the power of health and wellness and stuff, and where the world was going to go and how much we needed this, that's when I started to apply to other areas of my life and to my business and relationships and communication and adding value to people and doing all that, and that's something come through the importance of building the relationships, how to build the relationships and adding value has really only come through my current coach. And so 6 years ago, he was planting lots of seeds, and I was on a late night call last night, finished just before midnight. Same thing, he's talking about the power of adding value in relationships and adding value to our clients and so forth. And it's like such a never-ending process, but it's also a very powerful one as well. So, you know, if I think about my own life, the growth that I've had have been in those moments of solitude, and the only way that I have become mentally tougher and being able to cope with what's gone on over this last year and the prior years to that has been because of everything that's transpired up to those points, and remaining focused on my health, making sure that I remain strong, making sure that I keep having those outlets for myself no matter what is going on in my life, because then I know that I'm just getting that natural endorphin release. I know that I am nurturing the physical version of me, making sure that I'm putting all the right foods in as well, so that I can feed my brain with the right nutrients. So what does that mean? It means I'm thinking better. It means I can be more focused. I was becoming incredibly focused on trying to find solutions for my daughter because the doctors were failing to fix her. And I'm like, man, it looks like we've got to do this. I mean, you put so much sort of faith and reliance in our medical professionals that they will find the answer, that they will protect you, they will protect your family, etc. And sometimes that just doesn't happen. And so that means that you've got to find the solution sometimes. And that meant for me that I needed to keep myself in tip-top condition so that I could find that, and so that I could be a positive role model for my daughter as well, both daughters, but the one that was suffering, so I could be an incredible role model for her to help her recover. Because not at any point, never, did I give up on her. Even when we had to switch off the life support, it was like, man, I always thought that she would recover. I never gave up hope at all. Never. And she used to ask me sometimes, Dad, you're sorry you had me. It's like, geez, and without hesitation, I would always say, absolutely not. You're a gift, and you're going to get through this. And so on days like this, so I just think about all the good things about her, and the power of my mindset to be able to deal with any drama that's coming on in my life. And it's only because of the harshness of time that I've become the person that I am now. And so, I know what the title of this one is, but I think if you can harness the negative and turn it into a positive, harness the challenge, step into it, and you'll find that the more you step in, the more you have those incredibly positive conversations that you have with yourself. Think back to those three questions that I said you should ask yourself yesterday, and you'll never think about anything negatively ever again. You'll be able to cope with whatever is thrown your way. You will continue to just spend energy and time with the people that match or exceed your energy, and that's incredibly powerful. Otherwise, everything else can just bring you down. Most people are not on a growth journey. Most people do not want to work hard. So the great news is that there's a bunch of people out there that do. You just got to find them, and you'll know when you're there. because the conversations are completely different. It's a little bit like having, imagine the conversation that you would have with a homeless person versus the conversation that you would have with a multi-billionaire. Those conversations are going to be very different. And so I want to be having more of those successful conversations with people because I've done all the broke stuff and all that kind of stuff, and I'm just, it doesn't improve me, and I'm looking to improve me so that I can be better for me first, but then I can be better for my daughter, I can be better for all my clients as well, and coach them to give them what it is that they need and they want. So life's a journey, right? It's a beautiful one. It's got a lot of bumps and turns and ditches and roadblocks and detours in it at the same time. So if you want to connect with me, go to mentaltoughnessandbodyshow.com. Opt in for that free consultation. I'd love to connect with you. See you tomorrow.